Well, as you know, President Ford came to the Congress the same year that that I did, in 1949. We are in the 81st Congress. He, Jerry and his wife Betty are people that Muriel and I have known. I've always had a good personal relationship with Mr. Ford, and since he's become Vice President, a much closer relationship. I spent a good deal of time with him just prior to his becoming Vice President, before his confirmation, and immediately afterwards, sharing with him some of my experiences in that office. I think Mr. Ford, politically, he's a moderate, moderate conservative, I'd say. I wouldn't call him a hardliner, but he's been a party regular, a Republican Party regular. I think that's fair to say. I don't hold that against him. On the contrary, I think that's a political responsibility. But he's an experienced man in politics. This is very important, and he's a gregarious man. He isn't a loner like President Nixon. And the people that he knows are essentially political people. I think people forget that Mr. Nixon was never very close to his to political associates. They were personal associates. Jerry Ford knows the workings of the Congress. He knows that there's no way that you can govern this country without the cooperation of the Congress and the presidency. We'll have our arguments, I'm sure, over economic and social policy. Those will be legitimate arguments. That's what we ought to have. Oh, I think that the Congress is like the rest of the country, breathing a sigh of relief. We've had such an agonizing period here. The country is weary and terribly tired of all this trouble called Watergate. And the people know that no one has been, they know that the president and many of his cabinet have not been able to attend to the duties of government. Now there's a chance to get back to governing the country, to binding up the wounds, to have an era of good feeling. And that's what we need desperately now. Yes. I think he's confident in it, in his ability to handle the job. He's been around this town a long time. 25 years, and he's not a man that you would call an exciting, charismatic man. To the contrary, just between us, I think the country's kind of weary of charisma and imagery and all that. I think they want some stability. I think we Democrats have this coming to Mr. Ford into power is going to have positive political effect for the Republican Party. There's no doubt about that. And it'll make us face up to our responsibilities too. He's a House member, and believe it or not, while we're only a few hundred yards separated, it's like you're in two separate countries most of the time. As you know, I'm talking to members of the House. Now, this is a real fact of political life down here, but I always found him, friendly, not aloof, not cold. He's a good, down-to-earth politician, likes to shake hands and a friendly word. I don't recall any, at some dinners we've been at together and the press club together and things like that, where we've razzed each other a little bit. But that's what some of us like about politics, and this is what we've been missing. There's been no, this has been a sad city. There's been no joy in politics down here for a long time. Mr. Nixon's administration didn't permit that. Yes, I think it did. Yes, and the whole of the They close circle. Now Jerry Ford he'll reach out. But when you get to be president, you change. I don't know what it will do to him. The biggest job that a president has after he gets in there is how does he keep in touch with the people that he used to know and upon whom he used to rely. Oh, this is good Washington journalism. There's never been a time that they didn't have a list. I remember in 1964 they had a list as long as Sears and Roebuck catalog. And 1968 they had another list that I was supposed to be looking at. I feel that the biggest assignment that Mr. Ford has in the immediate future is the selection of the nomination of his candidate for vice president, because that's going to be critical. He needs a man of experience and yet one that can cooperate and will be loyal. But I want to underscore two words, character and experience. This business of government is not made for amateurs, and it needs people of integrity and character. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I tell Jim I'll remember that. Tell him I appreciate his effective lobbying. Okay? But give him my best, will you? And you tell Jim that he doesn't need to worry. I'm a solid Democrat. Okay? Bye.
Bye. Now, God, I don't.